بإحدى أشعار بعرفك الله التي أبتدت هزد معنا شاعك محمد اخترتك نور الله مرقده. The title is يا جبال الحرم يا جبال الحرم. میری نظروں میں تم ہو بڑے محترم میری نظروں میں تم ہو بڑے محترم یا جبال الحرم يا جبال الحرم يا جبال الحرم يا جبال الحرم يا دعاء حرم لذات ملتزم یہ دعائے حرم لذت ملتزم ہو عطا سب کو یہ نعمت مغتنم ہو عطا سب کو یہ نعمت مغتنم میری نظروں میں تم ہو بڑے محترم یا جبال الحرم یا جبال الحرم اے خدا ہے فقط آپ کا یہ کرم اے خدا ہے فقط آپ کا یہ کرم کر رہے ہیں جو ہم سب طواف حرم کر رہے ہیں جو ہم سب طواف حرم آ گیا سامنے روزہ محترم آ گیا سامنے روزہ محترم جس کی زیارت کو یا رب ترستے تھے ہم جس کی زیارت کو یا رب ترستے تھے ہم میری نظروں میں تم ہو بڑے محترم یا جبال الحرم یا جبال الحرم رحمت جو جہاں کا ہے ذی اکرم رحمت جو جہاں کا ہے ذی اکرم جن کے صدقے میں مسلم و مومن ہم جن کے صدقے میں مسلم و مومن ہم آپ ہی کے شرف سے یہ رتبہ ملا آپ ہی کے شرف سے یہ
That all the mountains of surrounding the Makkah Sharif, the precincts around Makkah Sharif, and the mountains that are surrounding it. We find Makkah al-Mukarramah is a barren land, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it such that even the mountains are very, very dry. If Allah ta'ala wanted, we could have made everything a sightseeing where beautiful scenery of beautiful rivers, of oceans, of beautiful mountains. That would bring the Haji's attention now to have been towards that. But Allah Ta'ala's focus of attention is the Kaaba Sharif. That the Jibal al-Haram around Makkah al-Mukarramah, this reminds us of the place we are seated here in Azadwal. Now our hearts are inclined, those hearts are now fixed towards Kaaba Sharif, thinking now the days of Hajj that are approaching, where the people, Hujjaj, will be going from place to place. So these are the months that our attention to be towards Makkah Sharif, Madinah Sharif. Meri nazaron mein tum ho bare muhtaram, ya jibal al-haram, ya jibal al-haram. That in my sight, that the mountains of Makkah, you are very, very honored and sacred, because you have got in the company of the Kaaba Sharif. Mount Abu Qubais, where the king's palace is at the moment, is that very mountain where Ibrahim alayhi salam climbed up, and he was ordered to make the ilan of Hajj, wa adhin fi nas bil Hajj, And then Ibrahim alayhi salam, look at the miracle. There was no two-way radio, there was no internet, there was no live streaming, no satellite. Ibrahim alayhi salam asked, Ya Allah, how is it possible that my voice reaches, if I have to stand up the mountain, even down the mountain, people will hardly hear me. So Ibrahim alayhi salam is told by Allah, Oh Ibrahim, you do what is in your capacity, I will do the rest. And every person, every soul that was in the womb of the mother, or in the back of the father, or in Alam Arwah, whoever heard the call, and whoever said Labbaik, once will perform Hajj once. And likewise twice, they will perform Hajj twice. Ye duae haram lazzate multazam, hu ata sabku ye ni'mata mukhtanam. The ecstasy of making dua. We know that when a person enters the Haram Sharif, and then he is advised that even look down, don't look at the Kaaba Sharif, because your first gaze at the Kaaba Sharif, that is the time where is the acceptance of dua. The ulama explain, advise that those who are going for Hajj and Umrah, even a person in the Ihram, try and perform your Salah in the Haram but towards the back. And then when you are free, now you got time, then go approach the Kaaba Sharif, look down, walk humbly, and then at the first gaze, pour your heart out. Those are moments where du'as are accepted. Whatever du'a a person knows, whether in Arabic, whether in Urdu, whatever language it is, there the heart should be translated. Or everything of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the heart should be pouring out of the du'as. Du'as for oneself, for one's family, for one's relatives, friends, and the whole ummah at large. And then what to say of the multazam? It is not possible for a person to go so close to the multazam. Multazam is that place which is between the Hajar al-Aswad and the door of the Kaaba. That iltizam where a person should actually put his cheeks and he put his chest against that place. But the ulama explained that even after drinking zamzam, when a person is performing umrah or hajj, before he goes to make sa'i, then he should stand in line with the multazam, stand, raise his hand, and make pour his heart out. That is also a place where du'as are readily accepted. اے خدا ہے فقط آپ کا یہ کرم کر رہے ہیں جو ہم سب طواف حرم. Oh Allah, it is only your karam. It is only your grace and mercy that you have afforded us the opportunity of coming to Baytullah. A person can apply outwardly. He can make a visa application. He can have the ticket in his hand. He can have accommodation, everything reserved, everything confirmed. But it is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who will give that invite. How many a person we have heard that he come right to Jeddah, for some reason they had to return back. They had the intention of performing Hajj, performing Umrah, but for some reason they had to go back. So it is only Allah Ta'ala is the one in whose court he put that application. And the person in these days, Zulqadah, Zulhijjah, that it is not impossible that a person that goes for Hajj now, goes for Umrah now, that we need to be sincere and we need to put our petition before Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So it is only Allah Ta'ala's grace and mercy that Allah Ta'ala invites us. And then we are making tawaf around the Baytullah. Hazrat Manish Patel Sahib Rahmatullah used to say that if you stand up on the third floor and you see that the people making tawaf and in the circular movement is like a washing machine. And when a person puts his clothes into the washing machine, then it turns and turns. There's many cycles. So the seven cycles actually is like a washing machine. We are being cleansed of all of our gunas. That is the, and then we visualize that we are making tawaf on the earth in the Haram Sharif, and above the malaika making tawaf above. So a gaya samne roza muhtaram jiski ziyar ko ya rab taraste the hum. Now Hazrat Akim Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi now brings our attention to Madina Sharif. Now imagine if in Makkah al Mukarramah that we got tawaf to make the Safa Marwa, we have to do the sa'i, and then if the qabr or Rawda Athar of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam Makkah al-Mukarramah, then a person's heart will be torn between two things. He won't know what to do, where to go, here or there. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His wisdom that made Madinah Sharif the resting place of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And everyone's person's desire should be there in Madinah Sharif. Very fortunately that person with heart is Makkah al-Mukarrama or Madinah al-Munawwara. And very unfortunately that person is right there in Makkah Sharif, Madinah Sharif, but his heart is somewhere else. His heart in some World Cup or some sporting event or some other political event. So very, very mubarak are those people who go to the Haram Sharif and they value that time. There was a certain person who he stood in front of Rauza Athar and he raised his hand to make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So another person came and told him that turn towards the Qibla. So what a beautiful answer he gave. He said the Qibla of Salah is the Kaaba Sharif and the Qibla of our dua is the Sama. Sayyidul Khalq Qiblati wa Qiblatuka. And the Qibla of Raja, the Qibla of Hope is Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On that day, on the day of Qiyamah, there will be no Kaaba Sharif, there will be no heavens and no earth. And the Qibla of Raja will be none other than Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So very fortunate are those people who go to Madinah Sharif, who are there residing in Madinah Sharif and fulfill the rights of Madinah Sharif, the etiquette due to Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And how unfortunate people go there with the cameras, taking photos and selfies. Musical instruments are being played in the form of musical tones on their cell phones right in front of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's Rauza Athar. That was sent to break in those musical instruments right in front of him. All these things are being played. Rahmate jo jaha ke hai faiz-e atam jin ke sadaqe mein muslim wa mu'min mein ham. This is only the rahmat of rahmatul lil alameen Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that Allah ta'ala favored us. Allah Ta'ala has granted us the ni'mat and bounty that we are regarded as Muslims and mu'min and we are regarded the best of ummah, kuntum khayra ummah, the best of ummah. That Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the best of anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam and his followers are the best of all ummah. So this is only the karam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the sadaqah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. آپ کے شرف سے یہ رتبہ ملا امت مسلمہ ہے جو خیر الامم. That this is the sharaf and this nobility and this grace that the person gets this rank and this honor that he is connected to Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He is the ummati of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and this is known as خیر المسلمہ, the best of all ummat. ہے سلاطین عالم بھی احرام میں بن کے حاضر ہوئے غدائے حرم. That even the people of the kings, we will see when a person goes for Hajj and Umrah, then you will see the unity of Islam in motion. You see the cosmopolitan nature of Islam, that every person, whether he is a king, whether he is a prime minister, whether he is the richest person in the world, he also has to wear the ihram. So every person, irrespective of color, or whether irrespective of race, of rank, all his barriers are set aside. And every person is wearing the ihram. And the person who wears the ihram, he should think to himself, this is to remind me of death. And Shaykh al-Hadith Muhammad Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Ali has written in Fadali Hajj, that this trip of Hajj should remind us of death. This sequel of death, how a person needs his home, how he goes with little provisions, how he goes with the ihram. He stands in Arafat. This will remind us on the day of Qiyamah, where every person will be standing behind their respective Nabi. Like how in Arafat, everyone will be standing by their respective Imam, or the Alim, or the Muallim. And how a person goes to the Haram, when the Adhan is being called out from every direction, this will remind us when the trumpet will be blown. And then it will be blown for the second time, where everyone will be gathered before Salah. And then that is like iqamat, it is given, and a person comes in a Haram Sharif, now he's ready to perform Salah. So the whole spectacle of death, this entire Hajj trip, how he moves from one place to one place, from Mina to Muzdalifah, to Arafat, to then to Muzdalifah, then to Mina, then back to Makkah al-Mukarramah. This will remind us of the different stations on the day of Qiyamah, where a person will be standing and taking hisab, then the weighing of deeds, then the sirat, then the water that inshallah Allah make it possible that we receive water from the Hawza Kawthar, from the Mubarak hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So even the king also, the prime minister of the time, he also has to wear that ihram. And you see everyone doing the same thing. Everyone is doing the same amal. And all these people are going for Hajj, going for Umrah. Mere malik ki akhtar ki sun le dua, ho muqaddar hai har saal deede haram. That oh malik, oh our creator, this is the heartfelt dua of Hazrat Hakim Sahab, he is saying, that, oh Allah, give us the tawfiq of going again and again to the Haram Sharif. It is the practice of all, many, many buzruks that tried and tested that person that is going. Then he should pour his heart out, oh Allah, bring me back again to the Haram Sharif. And then it is mentioned some of the buzruks, they used to go behind a certain twala, and with their fingers they used to write, إِنَّ الَّذِي فَرَضَ عَلَيْكَ الْقُرْآنَ لَرَادُكَ إِلَى مَعَادٍ. That you write it with your finger, and inshallah to the barakat of this, Allah Ta'ala will bring you back once again to the Haram Sharif. Hazrat Hakim Sahab rahmatullahi alayhi used to think that someone questioned him, that Hazrat, you coming from Makkah al-Mukarramah, Madinah al-Munawwarah, and you bringing gifts for your children, your grandchildren. There's nothing wrong as long as those gifts don't contain any animate objects or any musical instruments, etc. To bring gifts for them is also very good. And this will create a mutual muhabbat and love. So he says that I bring these gifts. So these are masoom children, these are my grandchildren. And from the bottom of the heart, they make dua, oh Allah, take our grandfather back, so he can bring more gifts. So this is also a way that we can go back to the Haram Sharif, inshallah. So we make dua, Allah Ta'ala, take us again and again of the ziyarat of the Haramain Sharifain. May Allah protect the haram, both the Harams and also Masjid al-Aqsa. At this present moment, we know what is happening and how the Zionists are trying to take over the Haram Sharif. May Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, His infinite mercy, protect the Haram, both all the three Harams, the sacred Harams. And this moment, many people are complaining, yes, we understand, we sympathize, especially those who have been saving, that how ridiculous the amounts are, the tanazzul and the airfares and the accommodation, plus minus for cheapest one, cheapest package, people are talking 115,000 rand, which is a lot of money. But be assured and guaranteed that every cent that you are spending, every rand that you are spending, it is going for a good cause. And everything that you are going to spend is multiplied so much in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we make dua, Allah ta'ala, make it easy for the hujjaj. That Allah ta'ala make pave the way easy, make it easy for them, whether it is financially, spiritually, mentally, physically, in all aspects. Allah grant him hajj mabrur and hajj maqbool. Wa akhir da'wana, alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.